that was like the most recent thing. So I spent a lot of time doing that. Like I was marketing it like on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Cause before that, like I'm like I said, I was super in tune with like mainly videography, not right. so much photography. So I was kind of doing like a little bit of freelance work also. And then, I would say I spend most of my time like helping them grow that place, grow their platform too. And, yeah, bro, like doing that. And then I started the podcast like almost in 2023, I started it, but it wasn't like super consistent until I would say like last year.
Okay. Sick.
Yeah.
Dude, that's really cool.
Yeah. It was doing very well in El Paso as far as like just the amount of people I was able to meet through the podcast. Like El Paso, it seems like a small town, and it kind of is.
It's big.
Yeah,
it's
I feel like
bigger than what I thought.
Yeah,
I drove through there once. I was like, well, you know, when people talk about El Paso, you just for some reason I would think of a very small city.
Yeah,
out by the border. Mm-hmm. But I drove through there. I'm like, this is huge.
No, yeah, for
it
sure.
It has like 600,000 people,
bro, at least. Yeah. Yeah, and that I'm sure there's even more just because so many people have moved here, like since, especially like through the pandemic and stuff.
Right.
So people who go there, they're like, oh shit, it's actually a big city, but it still has like a small town feel. Like mm-hmm. you'll go, I'm sure Amarillo is kind of similar, right?
Amarillo's yeah. whack. No, Amarillo has like 200,000 people. It's like, it's whack.
Everybody knows everybody, huh? Kind of.
It's still kind of big.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it is, but you know, all like the big names from like yeah. different schools and stuff, kind of. But, you know, it's a weird city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, El Paso's, it's weird because, like I said, it's big, but you'll go somewhere and you'll recognize someone, or like everybody's one person removed from someone as far as like,
someone
you have a mutual connection to damn near everybody.
If you put it that way, then yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, just with that, I got to, like, interview, like, the mayor. I got to interview, like, a lot of, like really, like, big artists there. A lot of, like, cool businessmen out there. And so, it was a good thing out for me out there, bro. But I knew that I wanted to come out here just because I know there was so much more opportunity.
Right.
As far as, like, people coming in and out of uh-huh. Austin. And I think it was just the next step for me as a person, just internally. And so, yeah, bro, I'm out here now. It's been like a month, and up until I haven't even told like the audience about like all right, so my car got stolen yesterday. I'm sure I'll get more into it in a future episode, but yeah, because I was thinking to myself like, damn, this first month was like really fucking good. And I was like, I may probably jinx myself because I was like, all right, this is like really good. I'm expecting something like to like happen. And yeah, it fucking happened, dude. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, bro. But thankfully, like, I didn't leave anything like of super value in there. Yeah. The only thing I like, if I would have left my camera, I would have been fucking like,
I'm good
so
now, right?
Sick. That what?
I'm okay now.
No, you're good, bro. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you'll be good. But I left my tripod in there, and that was like the only thing. And so I literally just ordered this, and thankfully it like got here in time. So.
You could have asked me. I have one.
You know, it crossed my mind. I was like, you know what? But nah, like, thankfully, Amazon got me right. Same day delivery. We're sitting down with someone who I literally just met. I would say, it was last week, bro.
Yeah.
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 And it's just, it's just insane. So your name is David, right?
Right, right.
So David Guerrero. Okay. And, yeah, bro, so you're originally from Amarillo, but you consider kind of Austin like your home base now.
Right.
Okay.
I call Amarillo my airport. That's where my mom's over there. So
got you.
I go see her and then I leave.
You leave. Okay. Yeah. That's sick, bro. And, so kind of like the story behind it is like, I was doing, just like public interviews for the first time that were kind of going along with what we got going on here with like the most vulnerable player. Just kind of keeping it centered around like mental health and just stories of people's lives and everything. And so saw David I think you might've been, I don't know if you're walking or if you're on your board, but I saw you had a camera and, it's crazy, bro. Like I followed you and I was like, oh shit, bro. Like, like this dude's platform is actually like insane, and just his work and everything. Like, I went down a rabbit hole of everything you do, because I'm pretty sure I've come across your videos before, but I just hadn't, I didn't know who was behind it, you know? And so just seeing that work, bro, I was like, first of all, I'm put in perspective, like, Austin itself, like, I would have never made that connection in El Paso, you know? And so that's just a testament to, like, the amount of things going on here in Austin that I was able to, like, come across you and everything like that. And also, like, it also made me kind of think about, like, because what you do is you essentially, you do a lot more than obviously, like, the social media stuff that people see, but like, some of your main videos, like, you are going up to, like, strangers, really. And I really have respect for that, bro, because that was my first time doing public interviews. Oh, and really? It was the hardest thing. Like, I was so out of my comfort zone. So, like, I'm just curious, bro. Like, first of all, like, just to backtrack a little bit, what made you get into, like, photography, and what was, like, the motivating factor behind that?
Yeah, I've always been, like, a naturally driven creative person. I've been driven by art and stuff. My first form of art that I fell in love with was drawing portraits and stuff like that. Yeah. And it was always eyes and the portraits. Mm-hmm. And that was back when I was in my junior year. Mm-hmm. And fast forward a few years later, after I graduated, I was always a fan of photography. And at the time, Instagram was kind of popping a lot of, like, the long exposure photos like cars, you know, with light painting. And so I got, like, really inspired, went to Best Buy, bought a camera. I remember my mom's telling me, she was like, because we grew up poor, just the context. So that mentality is, you got to go to school, you got to go to college. Anything else is just not going to contribute to anything.
Yeah.
So I remember getting my camera and my mom asking, like, are you sure about this? Like, why would you buy that?
Yeah. And what were you doing at that time, like, for money?
I had just graduated, so I wasn't doing anything.
Okay, yeah. You were just going to school.
Yeah. I think I was working at a gas station or something like that.
Gotcha.
Nothing crazy. But honestly, I just didn't care. I'm just going to buy it. And, you know, that was, like, the first leap into photography. Fast forward a few years later. I mean, you know, when you get a camera, the first, like, if you're not, like, all committed all the way, you'll, like, get inspired, put it on your back for 3 months, and then get inspired again, bring it out. So I did that for, like, almost, like, 6-7 years.
Gotcha.
Of just, like, that constant, you know, getting inspired, taking it out, shooting, and then putting it back in my bag.
Yeah.
But every time I did that, it was like a rep. It's kind of like you're working out.
Yeah.
So every time I got my camera out, I'd figure out a different setting. So it wasn't for nothing. It all accumulated towards something, and that something was this content that I do now.
Yeah.
3-4 years ago.
So how old are you, by the way?
How old do you think I am?
Well, I read you were 25, so I don't know how long ago was that.
Yeah, that was. I need to update that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm 27 now.
27. Okay.
So I was 24 when I started.
Got you.
I'll be 28 this June, so about 3.5 years
since
I started. And when I started, I was like, dude, I was going through it, dude, because I was 24. Everyone around me had kids. Everyone was getting married. Everyone had careers or something going for them. I didn't have nothing. I was going from job to job. I was doing Uber.
Yeah.
I was just trying to figure it out. I was trying to do something, but I just kept praying because I'm a big believer in God.
Okay.
And so I just kept praying. I kept trying to figure something out. And my cousin, she's a pastor here, but she asked me, she knew, like, I've done, like, some, like, photos for them. They weren't good, but she, you know, she was like, hey, one of our members is getting married. Would you like to do, like, the wedding? And I don't shy away from opportunities. Mm-hmm. I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
I was nervous, but I was like, why not?
Yeah.
First thing I did, what lenses do I need? What light, everything. So I go to Precision Camera and I rent a flash, lens, two lenses, anything that I need. I just rent it out. And after that shoot, it, like, something within me kind of just, like, lit.
Yeah.
I got really inspired because I was like, I literally winked this and it's not bad. Like, the photos were not bad. They weren't great.
Yeah.
They weren't bad.
And it was a smooth shoot because, from my understanding, like, I've always been, first of all, like, I've been nervous to just do photography in general, but even doing a videography gig for a wedding, I'd be nervous just because it's a totally different. 100%. Like, you can't just go in with your camera already.
Right,
like,
right.
This is a special day for someone. And, like, there's one opportunity to get this. It's not going to happen again. So, like, the pressure that comes with that, like.
100%. Yeah, yeah. And you're always, and for me, I'm very timid. Especially back then. I've matured a lot more. But especially when I was younger, I was very timid. I was always, like. Like, making sure I did my best and not, yeah. don't, like, mess with people. So I was always, like, really anxious about that. But I did the shoot, and I was, like, really impressed that I didn't do that bad of a job.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go all in. Mm-hmm. So I sold all of my gear, went all in, got me this Sony A7 III used. And it's crazy how things happen. It's crazy how, like, everything just happened, like, to support that.
Yeah.
The guy I bought the camera from the Facebook Marketplace. The guy I bought the camera from was a videographer, mm-hmm. and he actually hired me for a few second shooters.
Oh shit!
Like, so, like, that helped me. I did like five or a few more than five, like, just like gigs with him. So it was so cool. And then other opportunities. I went to Fashion Week. I shot over like 2,000 to 5,000 photos, and I had to edit every single one of them. Again, they're all reps. Every time you try something and fail, it's just a rep. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, it's worse not to try something than to try something and fail.
Mm.
Because what you learn along the process is priceless. It's just it's very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But just to keep a short story, I a lot of things happen, and I've always thought like that. Okay. I don't want to lose my train of thought.
No, you're good.
But I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, where I wanted to focus. Once I decided I wanted to do portraits, I'm like, okay, I need to practice. What do I do? And I didn't feel comfortable asking family. And I didn't really have many friends here in Austin because mm-hmm. I was still kind of fresh. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask strangers.
Yeah.
For some odd reason, I felt more comfortable asking strangers than anyone else because they had no expectations. They had nothing. So I just went and started asking strangers for a photo. And if you go to my Instagram all the way down, you'll see a bunch of stills. There was no video. It was just me asking him.
Yeah. And this was like downtown Austin?
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah, okay.
How long ago?
So like you say like 3 years ago?
It was 20. So I started, I believe, 2022, January, I think I got my camera December of 2021.
Got you.
So okay. It was like the first year, like actual year after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I just like really got inspired taking photos of strangers. Then TikTok came around.
Mm.
So I don't know if you remember, but TikTok, before it was TikTok, it was Musical.ly.
Yeah.
And I remember that because my sister was doing like weird
like dance TikTok. Videos and shit.
Dance videos. And then it got rebranded to TikTok, and it was slowly transitioning into what it is now at the time. I forgot who recommended me to get it, or I just saw, kept seeing it about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to download it.
Yeah.
Like, why not? I'm like, I'm just going to check it out. And I did. And I noticed it was a lot different than, you know, Musical.ly.
Yeah.
So I looked and I was like, oh, crap, this is different. This is cool. So I went on the search bar because I'm like, okay, I want to try content. I'm like, why not? Because at the time, my goal was to be a wedding photographer. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a pinnacle of, like, photography.
Damn, yeah.
For me. Because I'm a people person. I like talking to people. That's why I like doing Uber. Uber was the only job that I never got bored of.
Really?
Because you talk to people, and I love talking to people. So I can go back right now and do Uber. Like, that's, like, I really enjoyed Uber.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show that I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I enjoy. And so I just, what was I at?
So you had just gotten your camera,
mm-hmm.
and you were kind of starting out with being in downtown Austin, you wanted to take photos of strangers.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, after all that, I found a trend. It was street photography. Because mm-hmm. This is what I recommend people who want to get into any type of, you know, social media. Just go on like the viral platforms, mm-hmm. or the big platforms, and just look up whatever you want to get at. It's a makeup, photography, videography, whatever it is. And just look at all the top videos and see what resonates more with you.
Mm.
So I went on TikTok and I was like, street photography, portrait. I did everything. And then I saw street photography style that I do now. However, they were doing third person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this guy. He's like the OG. His name is Alex Stamp. Alex Stemp, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Mm-hmm. And he was doing third person, which is someone would be recording him, and you can see him, right?
Yeah.
But there was only one other person that I saw doing POV, and that person was Danny Damien Photo. He doesn't post as much anymore, but he's still like someone that we're still friends.
Yeah.
But he was the first person I saw doing it. He's so unique with his content, so cool. So me kind of going that route, it was just so different, like styles.
Yeah.
So I was like, because at the time I was already doing it. I was asking strangers. I just didn't have a GoPro.
Yeah.
So I went and I just bought a GoPro and then just started winging it again. Yeah. Just trying to fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I just kept
going. And dude, I was so inexperienced. I had no idea about the formats, 9x16, 4x, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
So I was recording
horizontally.
Horizontal. Yeah. I still do, but now I do that because of my style.
Yeah.
But I was posting it horizontal. I wasn't posting it 9x16. Okay. Because I didn't know. And then just things you learn along the process. And I just continued to post. And then things just kind of progressed ever so slightly over time. And that's kind of how dude. I started. I meant to not make it dragged out too long. But
I mean, that's what we're here for, bro. Yeah. I mean, we're here for that. This is your story. And that's it's an amazing, and people think like they see your platform now and they just see like your following and the type of engagement you're getting. And they're just like, that's what they see, but they don't see like you were doing wedding photography before this. You were going up to strangers when it wasn't necessarily like cool to be doing that, you know?
Right.
And so like there's a lot of hours and time that you put into it, and that's amazing. And so like when did you realize, or was it a specific situation when you realized like, oh shit, this is really resonating with people? Like I can actually make like a living doing this?
Dude, I never really thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. I always, so my goal getting into the content was portraits. Like,
yeah.
There's this guy named Semka. He's from Russia. He's the one that photographs a lot of women from Russia.
Yeah.
Pretty girls.
Got you.
His style is amazing. If you look at his like portraits, he's so good at like just mastering the, the editing of the face, making it look, natural with bad lighting or anything.
Yeah.
And it's that really inspired me. I'm like, so my mentality going into it is, if they can do it, why can't I?
Yeah.
So can I. Mm-hmm. I can do it too. So that was something that really drove me when I saw Danny, because at the time Danny was like blowing up. Yeah. Millions and millions of views. Because I'm sure you know this, but when you get that little hot spur, everything around that time frame is just fire.
Blows up.
Yeah. Everything, every video before that and after that is just blowing up, and then it slowly kind of cools down to your normal level.
Yeah.
But
that's crazy. So
Danny was just like blowing up like crazy. I was like, crap. So that really inspired me. Like, I was like, dude, I have to like if he could do it, so can I. And it's not just because of him. It's because if anyone, I always think that way. If anyone else can do it, there's no reason why I can't. And so that's just what I carried over, and it kind of shifted over towards content as well, following and like making money. Again, that wasn't really my goal, but thank God, like after the first up to like the 9 months, I was finally able to stop doing Uber and just focus on that.
Really?
And I was able to, and I was able to travel. New York changed my life.
Yeah.
I love New York.
And so you now make a living like doing the street photography.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So you're making, just for context, and for myself too, bro. Like, so you're able to make a living off of literally like taking the portraits that you love and that inspire you, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. And this is through Instagram, through YouTube, through TikTok.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, something I recommend every person who wants to get into content creation is post everywhere. Mm-hmm. Post in every single platform. It doesn't matter. Like, stop with those negative, with that negative mindset. People always tell me, oh, I just get no engagement.
Yeah.
Oh, just grab the video you're already posting and just post it on there.
Yeah.
That the reason why I have such a big following on YouTube, and I did on Facebook, but the reason why is because I caught the wave.
Mm.
That's how it is. I just got lucky. Sure, my content's good, and I still would have had a following because I was able to build the Facebook again up to, I'm at 200K. It was at 1.8 at 1 mil.
Yeah.
At one point.
Damn.
But yeah, so like I was able to, you know, build it again. But that I just listened to everyone, because at the time TikTok was the main thing. Instagram was coming up with Reels, Facebook as well, and then YouTube with Shorts, but it still wasn't a thing the way it is now. So I caught that big wave of everyone going on there, and it's just like boom. I mean, my YouTube has like 2 mil.
Yeah, I've seen that.
From Shorts, dude. Like, just from Shorts, from just posting the video I'm already posting, and just redirecting that to YouTube. Dude, so many people, I can guarantee this, so many people missed out.
Yeah,
they just didn't post, and I can assure you, other people probably told them to, and it just didn't.
Yeah,
and they just got left behind.
Yeah.
So it's either you hop on or you get left behind.
That's
as simple as that. If it's not going to be you, it's going to be someone else. So I want that to be me.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I'm like, I want to be there.
Yeah. And that makes sense, bro. And also from my perspective, and maybe this is just me, but like, I want to see what you think about it. Like, because there's a lot of trends and always things that like people are trying to do to like kind of go viral. Mm-hmm. How do you balance that and balance like staying true to like your creativity and like mm-hmm. what you like, staying genuine to who you are and what you want to put out into the world, you know?
Honestly, I think that's why I have such a big following, because I'm like genuine, and I don't give off those vibes, because there are no such vibes.
Yeah.
I love what I do. It's all genuineness. And I think being saturated with that type of content all the time, of people just giving you somewhat viral stage stuff all this freaking time.
Yeah.
I came in with a fresh feel, because at the time, a lot of those street videos, street photography videos and videography videos, they would clickbait. They would post the whole interaction, and they'd make you wait another day for the video or photos. You remember those? Some of them still do that nowadays for like other content, and they don't like, they just make you wait.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying.
Yeah.
So it creates two videos. So when I started posting everything on one, I remember the comments are like, thank you for posting the photos on the same, same video. Cause some of them would make you, they'd make another video
for sure.
Kind of highlighting the interaction and then the photos. So it's kind of like what you offer. And honestly, I just got in at the right time.
Yeah.
I didn't think of any of that. I just went and started posting, and
and
things kind of just fell into place.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And do you kind of, when you look at like the landscape right now, do you feel like there's a certain thing that is gonna pop off, or something that definitely people should be like doing right now, or are you just kind of like in the moment?
Yeah, not for content, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Because content's always changing and is really unpredictable.
Yeah.
Really unpredictable. You never know what's going to, like, I mean, catch fire. I mean, you know, the wave with live streamers. That's like the thing right now. But you never know. Never know. And that's why you have to just post.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an idea, just post it. Something I recommend people to do is create a new channel where no one that you know, no friends, no one knows, just you, and just post freely. You'll be at ease with your mind. You won't be worried about what other people think. You'll be relaxed. You can post for fun. Love doing that. That's what I did. I created another thing, and I just, you know, just started posting stuff that I like, that I want to do. I want to try. Some of the stuff is dumb.
Yeah.
But again, they're all reps. I would not be here, that opportunity of like, you know, catching TikTok and all those, like, catching the wave of Reels and Shorts, I would have never got to that point if not for every other decision before that, that was other people would call dumb or mild. I always did a bunch of little stuff that other people would have dismissed, because I'm curious. I'm like attentive, and I'm adventurous. I want to try things out. If they don't work then, who knows? Maybe not now, but in the future, you never know.
Yeah.
So just me having that mindset, all of those decisions prior came together and made me ready for that opportunity. And that's where I'm at now. I'm doing the same thing. I'm learning different things. I'm trying to get into video, you know, posting, you know, cinematic stuff. And those are all reps. They're all like, I'm always, every single day, I'm like, I want to be a better person in every way, shape, or form. Like, that's just always my mentality. So I'm always carrying that over. And eventually, everything, you know, I feel like there's a big, you know, there's like a lot of opportunities out there with you know, with everything, you know, I think with AI, I think AI is huge. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it's scary, but I think there's like some hidden gems out there. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be like some crazy stuff coming up, and it's whether you get on board, kind of the same thing. Either you get on board, take advantage of it, or you get left behind.
Someone else as well. Yeah.
Yep. So like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm always open-minded about things. And I remember I was talking to my friend a few days ago. I told him about this, about AI. And like, they immediately thought I was referring to something with like photography. Mm. I'm like, nah, like I love what I do, but I don't see that correlation right now. Like, I'm thinking something just some random business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, there's something after, he was kind of like shocked because his mind was just like, okay, this, but see, I just like to think that like open, I'm like open-minded about different things. Maybe that answered your question a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I love that. Because for me, like, I'm still in that process of like, I'm still kind of growing my platform. Mm-hmm. And, definitely like just trying to be consistent with it. I think I kind of battle with like talking about certain things that I know will get more clicks usually, but kind of not for the reasons I would want them to. Mm-hmm. So that's why that's something I kind of struggle with, is like, I know there's probably certain things I can do that will kind of stir the pot, and I know that will like get mm-hmm. probably a little bit more attention, but it's just never been something I'm okay with posting. And so like,
and I respect that.
Yeah. And so maybe it's kind of hurting me in certain areas, but I don't know. I feel like,
yeah, but true to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And so I like, just in, especially off of your story, like it, I know, because first of all, I genuinely love doing it, so I'm going to do it no matter what, regardless. But I know also just the, I feel like the way the world works and what you like, the way things work, like I know if I just continue to be consistent with it and stay true and just continuously get better, obviously, and see what works and what doesn't, like I'm confident that I can get to that point, you know. But I'm sure, as you know, it's like, it's not the easiest all the time. So,
right.
I mean, you were talking about that you had just recently gone through like a pretty tough like burnout stage. Mm-hmm. So for you, like what did that, what was that experience like for you, and what kind of helped you get out of that?
Before I answer that, I want to piggyback off what you mentioned about you not wanting to post things that you know is going to do well.
Yeah.
I've had some like encounters or like, okay, how do I put this? I don't like, I approach females all the time, but I don't like approaching those overly beautiful that like know they're like beautiful and they're going out type
of,
because they, I don't know, like, and even some like that are like over, that, you know, could be too explicit on like clothing and stuff like that. Like, I try to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few that people would go in there and call me out, but
I
go for personality. Mm-hmm. And that's what I go for, vibe. Mm-hmm. I can feel the vibe. And there's another point you touched on that made me want to ask a question. I kind of, mm-hmm. it just slipped my mind.
Yeah.
But,
well, I was kind of like alluding to like just certain things that I might not be comfortable with posting, cause I'm not super, like, I know it'd probably stir the pot a little bit and get to people to kind of click on and do certain, like engage with it more. But at the same time, like, I know when I click share, I know it's not something I'm the most comfortable with about, and the way it's gonna, I'm gonna, it, people are gonna perceive me after I post it, you know?
Right.
And, but yeah, it's something hard to battle with, because you're like, fuck, like, I really want, I do want this to grow, but at what cost, you know?
I remember now what I was gonna say. And, dude, that's, you gotta be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you stay true to yourself, you, at the same time, you're also creating a, like, you're getting mentally stronger when you refuse to do stuff like that, because mm-hmm. you're kind of building an armor. And in your mind, you focus back on what you do, you start strengthening yourself, mm-hmm. right? So one of the big things, another big thing why I am where I'm at is because I was super consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I posted every single day for over a year. Every single day. Did not miss a beat. Every single day, and I made sure I posted it.
Oh,
that's how consistent I was. And that forced, bro, that forces you to do good, because especially if you're a creator, you start seeing a bunch of things that you could do better.
Mm.
There's a guy by the name of Safi. Safi, you might know, you might not, but he does content in LA. He's from LA, and his content can be like, you know, at first, he's changed so much, and I'm proud of him. I mean, he's
so you know him, you know these guys personally.
Like you met Safi, and Danny as well. Yes, yeah. And so for Safi, his content can be, you know, he could be erratic sometimes with his messages that he posts. But that's part of who he is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's staying true to himself, which I respect. And one of the things about Safi is he's a hard worker, mm-hmm. incredibly hard worker. Dude goes out and creates content and can like post 3, 5, 10 videos a day and still have weddings going on and then commercials, whatever he does. Like, he's such a hard worker. And he kind of just like really forced himself into it. Mm-hmm. He really just like, because there were some videos that were kind of controversial that he's posted and people were like gave him hate, but he just kept going. He didn't even listen to him. He just kept posting, and now he has like over 600k followers on IG, and then he's getting a lot of love for, like, you know, from supporters, rightfully so.
And so, does he do like similar content?
He does a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
he does. He's unique.
Yeah,
he gets inspired and he tries the content out. Mm. So he's had a few really good ones with giving strangers a disposable camera. Mm. He's not the Life of Film guy, the main one that started that trend, but he's one of the, like, he does it a lot more than the film guy. Only posts like every, like, I don't know, a few months or whatever, but Safi posts all the time, and that's why he's at where he's at. He does he's on stranger videos and stranger videos, but with videos rather than photos. He's on dogs ones, like Justin from Vancouver. I mean, this guy is just, he does everything. And every time he's doing it, he's building reps. He's like strengthening himself and he's getting stronger mentally and he's getting better at different things. So I respect him. If I had his work ethic, I'd be so I really respect Safi and people like that. Again, consistency will get you further than anything else. If you're just consistent, that's it. Consistent is everything. Literally consistent. You work out every single day. Even if you don't work out, fine, you're gonna see muscles. Even if it's not like the correct way, you're gonna see progression. And if you don't, then you don't. You know what I mean? So like, consistency is huge in what we do.
Definitely.
Because if it's not gonna be you, it's gonna be someone else. You know what I mean?
Sure. I definitely see that. Because, bro, like, even I had never started posting every day until like a few months ago. And now it's just because of this move, like, it's so much has gone on. And so I'm trying to get to a point where, and I will, like, eventually, it's just with work, just the hours and shit. Sometimes I just come home, like, because I'm doing like service industry stuff. So I work like at a bar and then like a restaurant. So that shit sometimes is like, fuck, I come home, just like, God damn, I need to edit this shit. But,
I get it, bro.
And so, but definitely I can see, like, for the time I was posting every day, like, even just on TikTok, I love TikTok because even though it's like that first wave of people that like really took advantage of it, I feel like even though that's kind of gone now, you can still, you, the engagement you get is just, it's random people, which I love, because I started off with, like, I only have like 400 followers, but I gained those in like the first 2 weeks I started posting like consistently, you know? So I can see where that can get you, you know? Instagram, I feel, is a little different for sure, just how it works. I feel like for me, I feel like a lot of it's based on like who you know and like how popular you are until like you really hit that algorithm. Like, and so, but I mean, just seeing your videos, bro, like some of them have gone ridiculous, bro. So like, and for like, when you, was it just one random one or did it build up into that?
It built over time. So my TikTok was the most, it was the one that built over time the more consistently. The other ones were like, but TikTok was really consistent with the following. You know, I remember my first video that went viral. It was Casey Neistat.
You took a photo of him?
Oh, South by Southwest.
Damn.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
He was the first person I ever, first person that went viral.
Yeah.
He got like 200K views on on TikTok, I was like, bro, what is going on?
I was gonna say, when you see that, like when you see the algorithm like working like that, I'm sure it's like a crazy feeling.
Like, yeah, I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. It's good, but also the withdrawal sucks as well. So when you get like those like videos, you're in high, and then you know this, it's never just straight up.
Yeah.
You go and you have a good movement, then you can't, your engagement, your videos just don't do well.
Yeah.
And then you question your whole existence.
Yeah, like, what am I doing wrong, you know?
No, your whole existence.
Yeah.
I'm like, my life is over. This is it. This is the end of David. Yeah. I'm done. I'm going to go work at McDonald's.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's exaggeration, but at the same time, you have those really negative emotions. You're like, crap. But I just have this habit of not giving up and just keep pushing forward. I don't really like gauge into like the whole like negative emotions. I just gotta keep pushing forward. And so TikTok built over time, and then it just kept building 30k, 40k. I didn't think nothing of it, bro. Like, I'm the type of person who I feel like I need to be like, I don't know, I feel like there's something, I don't want to say weird, but there's something about me where like I see that this is good, but it's not like there's levels to it. And I'm like, I just have like one strong suit and that's it. Like, everything about me is weak. Like, it's not enough at all. I was not content with it. And it's funny because there's other people that would call themselves influencers with like 10K followers only on TikTok. I'm like, bro, you're not an influencer, bro. Like, I'm not an influencer. Yeah. Even now, I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people would say yes. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't really think of it. But
there's levels to this shit,
basically. 100%. Yeah. 100%. And then, dude, it took me forever for me to say that I was a pro photographer. Because I felt like I had to live to that. Like, just because I had a following, just because I had something, didn't mean I was a pro at it. I was good at it, but not a pro. It took me a while for me to say, yeah, because people would ask me, are you a professional photographer? And I'd be like, aspiring to be. Because I was working towards that, but I didn't feel like I measured up to that. Now I can confidently say, yes, I am a pro.
So what was that turning point for you then?
It just, honestly, I can't say the exact moment, but it was just mostly over time. Like, through a lot of like trials, a lot of shoots, a lot of just like mental struggles that I kind of came in terms with that. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, okay, I'm good.
But you felt that internally. It's not like you were just saying it and you didn't believe it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It took time for you to be 100%. Like, you know what? Nah, I am professional.
100%. Yeah. And it took a minute. It just goes to show how my mind works. Like, I need to, like, I just have high expectations and I want to get to those. Like, I see myself, my future self, where I want to be up here. And I'm like, here. So there's so much in between that I have to work on. And that just drives me. And I'm just like, you know, I just feel like there's a lot. And I'm always like praying to God. Because, again, I have to give my faith a big credit on why I'm here. It wouldn't be fair if I didn't. It just, you know, that's a big reason. It kept me sane, bro. Like, all through that, like, depressions and everything. Like, before, you know how I told you I had a rough time? That was your other question that I didn't like dive into
too. Yeah, much. Like the you kind of going through that rough time, you know?
Through that rough time, bro, before that, I didn't believe in depression. Before that moment, every time people would say I'm depressed, I didn't understand it. There was part of me that would try to like mock him and make fun of them. I was young. but I didn't understand it until that moment, dude. It sucked, bro. It's like you have no, like, your mindset, everything is going against you. You feel like you're getting crushed by your emotions. Like, your mindset, there's nothing positive about it.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, but it sucks. But amidst all that, I knew I was going to get out of it. I knew it was just a matter of time before I got out of it. And that my faith in God just drove me through it. Over time, things started, you know, progressing. At the time, I already had my camera, and I was kind of like practicing shooting and stuff like that. And I got out of it, bro. And dude, that was such a pivotal moment, like my mental health.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
It was just 3 years ago, at the beginning of my doing the content.
And what events or what thoughts or whatever, what led you to being that moment in the first place? You know,
it was the I didn't have I had nothing going for me, bro. I was doing Uber. Mm-hmm. I had tried, so I went to school for welding. I did a construction. Have you seen the Indeed building downtown?
Yes.
I built that.
For real? Shit.
I did the layout for the windows.
Fuck yeah.
So I did that building. It was a cool experience. It was really fun, but not for me. Mm-hmm. 3 months in, bro, I was like, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. This sucks. Mm-hmm. But I was patient. I was just like, okay, let's just wait. I'm going to keep praying on it. 9 months in, things happened. I left, and I started doing sales because I'm a people person.
Yeah.
Love doing sales, but a year later, doing that for like a year, it just wasn't, you know, for sales, you have to have the right product, the right manager for it to work. If you don't have that, maybe there's other things I'm missing, but if you don't have that, it's going to break apart. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work. A year later, I was just like, just Ubering. And that's what kind of caused everything, my mindset, to just really attack me. Cousins, family, friends, everyone, bro, married or have kids or have like a career or something. I had nothing at all. Another depression thing was I would come here and I would do Uber and I would Uber all these like wealthy people or these people who have things going for them or like, you know, it's just comparing yourself to other people.
For sure.
Ubering other UT students who have things going for them.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, and so like, you start comparing yourself. You're like, crap. You're like, everyone's up here. And I'm just like down here. Like, I'm nothing. Mm-hmm. What am I? You know what I mean? So you have all these like really negative emotions. And I think if I didn't have God, I don't know, maybe really negative thoughts would have crossed my mind. But because my faith is so strong, they never happen. It was just more about, okay, I'm getting out of this. It's just a matter of time. That's all it is, just a matter of time. And I got out of it, thank God. But it was a crazy experience.
Yeah. No, really I can imagine. I mean, I've been there, bro, and that's kind of what led me to start, like, doing the podcasting and the platform. Because I struggle with anxiety, and I've been depressed before, for sure. But the main thing that really, like, crippled me at one point to where, like, I couldn't, like, I went to the hospital a few times because it was just, it's like I couldn't control it. Because, like, I knew I had anxiety, but it was much more, it was like a physical thing. And it just got in the way of me being able to function normally and just be social and work and focus on shit.
Right.
And just getting past that, it kind of instilled in my mind where it's like, if I can get past this and I can do anything I want to, because this shit was like the hardest thing I ever had to overcome, you know?
Right.
And so interviewing people or posting on social media, like, yeah, it's hard, but bro, compared to what I had to go through, right, like this shit, come on now. Yeah, and so, and when you say like, I relate to what you say so much when you say like, you have these like expectations and these goals of yourself, and you see yourself like in the future, and then like right now you're right here, and it's just like the most motivating thing ever. But at the same time, like, I don't know if you experience this, but it's also a lot of pressure, because like, I don't know, it's it doesn't have to be, but for whatever reason, it's like when you're constantly thinking about it, it's like, fuck, what if I know I can reach it, but there's always those little moments where it's like, fuck, like, when or how, you know? And so it's,
dude, I feel that again. I don't want to, like, I never try to be pushy with religion. I never try to be pushy with, because I never do. I always just speak on my experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never gonna be like, yo, you, that's wrong, you, nope, you're gonna help. Never. It's more about how it helped me.
Yeah.
And I feel that for me, having that mindset and just having that person that I want to be up here, my mindset is, I'm gonna get there. Mm-hmm. some way or form, I'm gonna get there. And I just feel like I see like God working in my life all the time. Like, when I'm here, things just happen and just rebound. Like, dude, it's crazy when I think about like and reflect about every situation. there was always like a blink or like some support there that mm-hmm. I didn't even see. And sometimes I saw it whenever things got rough, but God never let me like go through something that would completely break me. Mm. It was like I need to go through things. I need to hurt or you know, so he can mold me and I can get like, because when you hurt, it's when you can get molded. Mm. You know, it's like clay. You need it to be like moist or like things before, so you can mess around with it before it hardens, mm-hmm. right? So I always tell God, I'm like, God, like I'm my heart's open to you. Work in my life, mold me, do what you need to do. But I want to be a better person. I want to be up here. I hate being weak. I'm so weak. I'm so this and that. I'm like right here, and I hate it. And so I'm like, it's either that or not.
Yeah. Sorry about that. No, you're good.
It's either that or like nothing. You know what I mean? So like, I guess just, you know, I always think I'm like, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
The idea of not making it, I don't know. I don't.
Does it even cross your mind? Because I was going to say, like, the idea of not making it, it's like, it doesn't scare me, or I don't have a fear of it. But, you know, I kind of, sometimes I work out of fear, bro. And I don't know, it's a very motivating thing, because it motivates me to do so much. And right. It's, I think fear could sometimes be the biggest driving factor in a lot of things.
100%.
But it's also not the healthiest all the time. So, right. Like, for you, like, does it, when you think about not reaching it, like, do you even think about that?
Not really. I don't really think about not making it.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, I get so focused on the now that the goal to get there is, everything drives towards it. But I'm so focused on the right now that I don't really give myself enough time to think of it, if that makes sense. I'm like, so like, I have my hands full with now,
yeah,
and where I'm at now, that I don't, yeah, it just hasn't really processed. Like,
for sure.
Now that you're saying that you're asking me, the question is here, but it doesn't like get to here.
Yeah,
it's just kind of boom and then boom.
Yeah,
you know, like I hear you, but like it, I don't question. I hope I don't start questioning myself after you ask me. But no, I don't.
That's good.
I just have so many things that like, I have my own pressures already. Like every single day, I'm like, crap. Like, one of my biggest struggles is procrastination.
Mm.
And I have my hands full with that, bro. Like, yeah. Every single day, I'm like, I need to get better. Like, I hate procrastinating. I hate it. And it's just the way my mind works. Like, oh, dude, I hate it so much. Like, I want to be this and that. So when I see you having a nice apartment, or other people being, like, having a specific characteristic that I desire to be like, I'm like, crap, like, I want to be that. So you know what I mean? So I'm so focused on these little details about my life and how I want to be that I'm not really focused on, like, that big of, like, what if I don't make it?
Yeah.
What if I fail?
For sure.
I can't fail. I need to work on now. Like, right now, it's just, like, I need to focus on what I can right now. Things will work out. But my biggest thing is always work on the foundation first. Work on the foundation strong. Make your foundation really strong. I'm gonna give you this analogy. I can make it to where you understand. But in welding, you know what welding is, right?
Yeah.
So in welding, when I went to school in welding, there was a test that we had to do. In this test, we had 2-3-inch thick plates, steel plates, and the ends of it, we had to do a bevel. So it'd be, instead of straight down, it'd be a bevel.
Mm-hmm.
And each corners would come in like this, So what we had to do, we had to weld in between. And because the steel was so thick, you had to do like five passes. It's been a while. I don't know how long it takes, between 3 to 7 passes before it got filled. But you know, for welding, every time you weld, there's a thing called slack. A slack happens when, I don't know the science behind it, it's been a while, but basically just a piece of metal over the metal that you welded that you have to like remove. It's just trash.
Yeah.
At that point, it's just trash.
Yeah.
So after each weld, you have to get it in there and like brush it off, clean it off. But if your welds aren't good, there's this thing called like, I forgot what it's called, but there's like cracks or little edges in the corner that the slack gets stuck in there. It just sneaks in. So you have to go in there and do the extra step of getting the grinder and grinding it out. Mm. It's a whole other step that you would not have to do if you did it right the first time, right? So if you get lazy and you don't cover it up and you're like, whatever, just a little bit, and then you just proceed to do to weld over it and you keep going and going, and let's say you did that, you do that a few times, and you just keep going over it. At the end, once you filled it all the way to the top, we have to, the professor would make us cut the strips. He'd make us cut three strips because, remember, the plate was like this long. So after that, he'd bend them right on the weld. So if the weld can sustain the pressure, it won't break. But if you didn't do a good job of cleaning those things, then it'll break. Basically, is I like to translate that into life. If you don't work on your foundation, on like making sure that all the steps are taken account for, even if you make a mistake, go in there and like really understand it. Really go in there and figure out how you can get better. What did you do wrong? Either whether that's a relationship with another person or with yourself or with your actions, whatever the case might be, you have to make sure you work on your foundation. Because if you don't, when the test comes, you're going to fail and you're going to be broken. And it's going to happen over and over and over again. So I'd rather work on the foundation. Take my time in the foundation. My welds were bad at first. So almost after every single weld, I had to go in there with the grinder and do all this extra stuff. Super annoying. But I passed. I passed because I took that extra step, that extra initiative that others would have just disregarded.
Yeah.
The same thing you have to do in life. You just have to focus on your steps. You have to focus on your foundation. And when a trial comes, you'll be stronger. And you just keep building upon that. And after you, after so many reps, you get better and better and better and better and better. You keep refining yourself. And it's such a cool feeling. So it's tough, dude. It's really tough.
Yeah.
I mean, this road that I'm on, especially with content, dude, it's so, it's like, it can be really lonely as a content creator. And as me traveling so much doing this, like, like Safi was saying, it's like, you know, it's lonely. Like, you know how it is. I'm like, yeah, dude, I get it. Like,
for sure.
So like, yeah, dude, it's just, I mean, you go through a lot, man, like mentally, you know, as a human, even if you don't do creation, you just go through a lot up here, especially with like, you know, social media and like so much information out there, so much that can really just, if you're not like, you know, you don't have a good footing, it can really, you know, get you offside or make you far or stumble, whatever.
For sure. No, yeah. And when you say like you're, I love that analogy, by the way, bro. And the and did someone put it to you that way, or is it something you thought about over time?
Yeah. That's fucking fire. I remember contemplating on it whenever I was welding. I remember I was like, crap, this is like life, bro. Yeah. Like, this is legit like life.
100%.
It was crazy.
I love that. And how do the different environments you travel to like influence your creativity? Is that a big thing, or like when you're in Rome, because like, you went to Rome,
bro?
Yeah, Rome, New York, Austin. Like, I'm sure being in those different environments has to.
The one that really does the most and really fuels my creativity to the max is
New York.
New York,
dude. I've only been there for a day, bro, and I wanna go out there.
New York has a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Like, I love New York. New York could be tied with Austin as, like, in home, just because, you know, it just really matches me. It just really matches me and my persona. Like, I can be, like, some people hate it. Some people just don't like all the erratic, all the, like, noise, all the people. I love it, dude. It's just such a vibe. It's so unique. It's just so much culture, the people, everything. I love it. And, my second trip to New York, that's when everything kind of, you know, went crazy for me on Instagram.
Yeah.
I had two of the pinned videos on my IG. Those were from that first trip to New York.
Yeah.
But that first, bro, I must have got like millions and millions of views that first, you know, for that trip. It was insane.
Yeah. And was it just like obviously you had been doing it for a while, but you think it was like just the character and the backdrop that New York is that just resonated with so many people?
Yeah, it was just the people, bro. Yeah. Like the guy, Uncle Bob, he's a mafia boss guy.
Oh, shit.
So, like, he's not a mafia boss.
Yeah.
People in the comment section were like, oh, that's Uncle, that's a mob boss or whatever. So, and you know what's crazy, bro? Like, all the videos that you don't think are going to do good do really well. I didn't think that one was going to do well. I didn't feel good about it. But because I was consistent and I made sure to post every single day, I was forced to post it.
Yeah.
I posted it, bro. It went viral. It went viral on TikTok. It went viral on Facebook, on YouTube. It was just a viral video.
Dude. Yeah.
Fiola, my most viewed video ever. On YouTube, it has over 100 million views.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, insane.
Yeah.
This Albanian girl, she's pinned, a lovely lady. And yeah, dude, and then and a few more. There was a couple, Sweden couple. That one went viral. I think that was my first viral one for that trip. And then the other ones kind of followed. But dude, that had like 5 to 7 viral hits for that trip alone. Back to back almost.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really successful trip. And, you know, and man, I can. I wish
would
I
you live out there?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, I technically kind of have because the past 2 months, you haven't lived in Austin through the summer, have you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck.
It's
isn't
hot,
it?
Yeah. Bro. It's insane hot. But the past 2 years, I ran away to New York.
Gotcha.
I was in New York for the whole summer for the past 2 years.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to try to do that again this year if things, God willing, things.
Are you just get a place or you have friends out there? Or?
Last year, what I did was I got a sublet.
Oh, okay.
For 2 months. It was amazing. It was a cool experience. So, yeah, I try to go as much as I can.
Yeah.
I really want to go back. And I'm going to Europe in a few weeks.
Oh, shit.
And I'll be planning on being there for 2 months. That might shift because, bro, I'm like so flexible. I'm so open. Like, this is not like, this is just me just planning stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then opportunity came for mid-April. So I might have to kind of delay that a little bit. But
that's sick, man.
But things just happen, bro. Yeah. Things just kind of come on. And like, I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know. But I'm just, when you just keep pushing forward, bro, and you just keep trying things out, the right people, the right, you know, opportunities just come by. Like, it just happens over and over again. Mm-hmm. And as you keep growing, new things keep happening. So New York, man. New York is my place. And one thing that I'm getting more into now is cinematography in both video and photography. And I'm in, like, you asked me if Rome or any of those places, you know, gave my creativity something to work with. And the answer is no. When I went to Japan and like when I went to like Sicily last year and all these other places, I was just so focused on portraits that I didn't really get to enjoy like the scenery as much. Mm. It was mostly about the people for me, and I enjoy that. But in terms of like, you know, like crazy, you know, I was like, wow, not really.
Yeah.
Now it's a whole different story. This past year, dude, I did a big road trip. I actually started around this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
I drove from here to New York.
Oh, shit.
From New York to Vancouver.
Damn.
From Vancouver to LA. LA back here.
Damn.
That took me a whole year because I did a bunch of trips in between. And I was in New York for 2 months. Vancouver for 2-3 months. And LA for over two months-ish. And in between, I did a lot of trips.
Yeah.
It took me a few weeks to get from Vancouver to LA. And it took me like a month or maybe even, I don't know, something, I don't know, month, let's just say month or a few weeks to get to from New York to Vancouver. And again, a lot of trips in between.
Mm-hmm.
Rome, Japan, Slovenia. So just a lot of things in between.
But what inspires you the most and it's constant is the people.
100%.
Yeah.
The people is, I mean, I just, people are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never get tired of it.
Yeah.
I love people.
And when you're like, what do you hope, or when you put out a piece of work, like a portrait or something, mm-hmm. in your eyes, what kind of, what's the energy or what's the vibe it's giving off? Like, what do you think about that? Or do you just let it be?
What do you mean? Like,
when someone looks at your photos, like what do you think, what kind of emotions do you feel like it invokes, or like, maybe what does it do for you, you know?
Yeah, so when I post the videos, I try to find those people with the specific vibe, a little openness about them, because you know there's times where you can walk out there and you're just not in the mood.
Yeah.
And there's times where you can just be like open in a good mood. So I try to find people with that vibe.
Yeah.
With that vibe of openness, with that vibe of just being down for a little shoot. And I've gotten a lot better at like refining my vision and like seeing those things. So I try to go for those vibes, vibes that I think are fun, and I just try to put it together and just, you know, I hope, like, I do it for me, and I'm just, like, grateful that people enjoy it as yeah. well. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean.
Hell yeah. And what kind of, have you ever had any, like, bad experiences, like, just approaching people and things like that?
Not really. People, that's good. People always ask me, and it's really tough to answer. I mean, I would consider myself a nice guy.
Yeah.
Respectable. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to wrong people or, like, and also, I'm a small guy, so I don't come as intimidating.
Yeah.
And I'm always with a big smile, which helps, you know,
yeah.
ease any tension. So I don't get it. I don't get any, like, bad, you know, reactions. The worst ones I get and I hate, it's when, this mostly happens in New York, when they completely ignore my presence.
Oh, okay.
And they
okay.
just ignore me. And I'm like, excuse me. And they just don't even say, I don't have time or anything. They just walk past me.
Yeah.
I hate those, bro.
Yeah. yeah.
With a passion.
Like, I can imagine.
I get it, but it just irks me, bro.
Yeah.
When, like, you're just like, hey, and they just, like, completely ignore you. Bro, I hate that so much.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen a lot, but maybe it's happened, like, over this past 3 years, maybe, like, 5 to 10 times.
Yeah.
But, dude, I remember them. Like, they suck. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate them.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so appreciative of the people that, like, can't or don't want to. And they're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And, dude, I'm like, don't worry. I thank you.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, no, you got to do it right now. Have a Glock on me. Nah,
nah, for real.
But
yeah, gunpoint type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. So, like, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, thankful for your time.
For sure.
And, I don't say it, but I'm just in my mind. Have a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like...
And is there one... You've done so many, but is there one that stands out to you? That, oh, like,
bro,
you...
It's so many, bro. Yeah. I don't think... I don't think I can answer that one.
Yeah.
When I think of one that stands out, I don't think there's anything that... Because I have so many high ones, bro.
Yeah.
I have so many interactions that, like... I need some, like, a little bit more, like... Like, I need, I'm like ChatGPT. You need to give me some, like, prompts or
yeah.
something to, like, answer that question.
No, I feel you.
But yeah, dude,
hell
so
yeah.
many. So
yeah.
many.
And being like, you've definitely accomplished so much, and your platforms are humongous. And it seems like you genuinely enjoy what you're doing.
Right.
When you think about the next step and the levels and the goals you have for yourself, mm-hmm. what are you striving towards?
A lot is personal, bro. Like,
yeah.
a lot is just, like, me, you know, refining myself, the procrastination, eliminating that from my life, having a certain lifestyle that I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a person who wakes up at a certain time, is productive. For the longest time, I've been really erratic with my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
There's no structure. I just go with the flow. And I want to change that. I want to be a bit more, you know, I want to have... more of a point to my day than
yeah.
just no point at all. And, you know, I really cherish my mindset of being, like, everywhere, but at the same time, I want a little bit more structure.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep, like, refining my mind. I feel like my mind has been one of my biggest struggles. My mind has, especially when I was younger, it has struggled to, you know, understand things, has struggled to process things. Like, my mind is constantly buffering. The reason why I'm able to have somewhat a conversation with you now is because all the reps, all the times that I've talked and failed and made myself embarrassed talking to other people, because I stutter a lot. My words don't come out as fluently as I'd like to. There's, like, this little lisp sometimes, and I hate it. It's just part of my anatomy, I guess, in my mouth. I don't know. But a lot of things like that I had to, like, you know, work around and, like, get better at. So it's just about refining myself, tuning myself into the best version that I can possibly make. And and as far as, like, I guess, steps in, like, social media, I really want to get into YouTube. That's been one of my goals ever since I started. It just, again, bro, like,
YouTube as far as, like, vlogging and stuff.
Vlogging,
and, okay, because, like, yeah. you already do things. The shorts and
right,
stuff, yeah.
Right. So, like, long form,
yeah, yeah.
And dude, it's just so hard for my mind to comprehend the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I get fatigued so fast. My mind, like, I had I don't know if I still have, but when I was a kid, I was diagnosed with ADHD. So my mind is really erratic. Like, it gets fatigued if it just stays on one topic for too long. Like, I need, like, bro, even when I'm editing, like, I edit, and then there's just something in me gets, like, exhausted. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I go and, like, okay, I need, like, a breather. Go on to, like, social media or, like, listen to something really quick for, like, a few seconds, a minute, and then go back to it.
You can go back.
I hate that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I'm like, I need to eliminate that. I need to get better at it. I don't think, oh, I need this, I need that medication. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, okay, I'm strong enough. Like, us humans, bro, we're strong as heck. We don't give it, like, ourselves enough credit. Like,
yeah.
Bro, we're strong. We can adapt. That's what we're good at. We're good at adapting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give yourself and your body enough time to adapt, it'll adapt. You just have to give it time. And I feel like that's what I've done with my whole entire life. It's just adapting
mm-hmm.
and getting better and just trying to fit in is really what I've always tried to do. And
yeah.
And I've kind of just like pushed myself into like society, I guess.
Hell yeah. No, I love that, bro. And it seems like, and also like, I think it's great. You, especially you know where you want to be and what you want to get better at. And I think with the structure, I feel like that'll come, because I mean, we're both still young, and I feel like,
right.
especially 20s are just like 25.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so it's just like, I feel like that structure will slowly come.
100%.
But also I feel like you're also in a place of your career where you are able to, you know, be a little bit more sporadic, because it's you and like, and you're just kind of, you're growing and you're doing mm-hmm. your thing and you're still in the midst of everything. So I mean, that's bad. Do you try to keep a balance? Like, do you like to go out or do anything like that?
No, I don't.
No.
So that's one of the things that I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, being raised Christian, you know, believer in God, dude, I just, it's not just that. It's also me being how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, I grew up, drinking was bad, smoking, all of that stuff mm-hmm. is bad. But there's just some people who, even knowing that, are just daring. Like, I have a cousin, a few of them who are like daring. They didn't care. You know, they still had the little spurs. Yeah. I had my little spur, but mine hit like a cap that was like their normal or like low. You know what I mean? So like, I was very like, you can call me a scaredy cat. You know what I mean? That's how I was. Very timid. I'm like, oh, I don't want to like this. You know, I don't want to hurt or bother anyone. So if I feel like something's being too much, and I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah.
So that's how I was able to just focus on content creation for that whole year. I mean, that's all I did. I had no life.
Yeah.
No life at all. I'd go out and shoot, edit, post, go back, edit the other photos. Because every day I'd go out and, like, you know, take many photos.
Yeah.
So I had to go and edit those photos in the morning, then go out and shoot, take more photos.
Yeah.
Then do the post for that day, and then edit a few more, and then start the day all over.
Yeah. And do you still do like client work for people or?
The first year it was really mostly just content. Second year it shifted a little bit. I started doing a little bit more things, and which made it harder for me to mm-hmm. stay consistent and posting every single day. But it kind of like worked its way out because client work and collabs went up, work went down, but it kind of like evened out, if not even better, mm-hmm. In terms of financially. But yeah, and it went up definitely the second year, and it was cool, mm-hmm. Fruitful. I thank God, collaborations. Shoots, events. I did a few events. Last year was pretty good too. This year, slow start, but mm-hmm. you know, hoping for it to pick up a little
Hell
bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I slowed down on my content this past like few months, 3 months, bro. I like really slowed down on the content. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I went through another burnout.
Yeah.
I just didn't have like the energy for it. I just struggled to post a video like this. Yeah, like, bro, like I'd post like every 4 days, every week. It was just so bad. Mm-hmm. I was really struggling.
Yeah.
But you know, I feel like I'm getting my groove back. So
for sure.
Yeah, I just gotta, you can just push through
it. Oh yeah. Yeah. It happens, bro. And you're definitely going to get back to that point. So, and what are your thoughts on just some like final questions? What are your thoughts on Austin?
Dude. Oh, I'm glad you asked me that question. Yeah. I love Austin.
Yeah.
Austin. I mean, people always ask me, do you have a home base or do you want to have like a home? Because I don't really have a home right now. I've just been traveling on the road the whole year. And last year I wouldn't, like, you know, I know Austin is like open. I know I have family, I have support here. It's where I started. But I don't know. Like, there's part of me that feels like there was more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward a year later, I'm more like comfortable with that decision. Like, if I was to settle here, I'd be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
If things work out that way, I mean, I'm hoping, you know, we'll see how the next few months go. But if it's God's will, you know, and there's an opportunity, maybe something that, you know, like a condo or something that pops up, a townhouse, something, then I'm going to go for it. I'm going to shoot for it.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see. I'll pray on it. If it's God's will, it'll happen. If not, then there's no, I'm open to New York still.
Yeah.
New York is just really expensive.
Yeah. Do you feel like Austin is going to eventually get to, I mean, it's still growing so much. Mm-hmm. Do you see it like getting among those like major cities at a certain point?
Because
I feel like there's still so many, like, especially your content, it's a good place to be, I would think.
I think Austin is growing, but it's still small compared to those big cities. Mm-hmm. Compared to Houston and, like, Dallas, it's still a small city, semi-small city. I could see it getting to that, especially it merging with all these other cities like Manor, you know, and like Round Rock, you know, they're all kind of like becoming, you know, part of Austin. Mm-hmm. Austin's growing. I mean, I don't know how true this is, but they're like, what if like Austin merged with San Antonio?
Oh, shit.
Like, that's like insane. That's like, yeah, I don't think that's possible.
But, yeah.
I mean, they do. I mean, that's like San Marcos, right?
Yeah, San Marcos.
That's like in between, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. But when I came back to Austin, to kind of to come back about Austin, after I came back after that year, dude, there was like this like really feeling within me. I'm like, wow, like I miss the environment here. I miss the people. I miss the spots that I used to ride around from, and I just missed it. And I don't know. Austin has a big place in my heart.
Yeah. So. Hell yeah. I always ask this like at the end of every pod. Yeah. If there's something, what's something you would say to someone who's just going through a tough time right now? When you think about like the moment you were kind of dealing with depression and stuff, and someone's probably going through something similar.
Right.
What's something you'd leave them with?
Bro, that's tough because I know not everyone has the upbringing that I had in terms of faith and stuff. But, you know, I'd encourage people to just look outward, like, you know, remind yourself. I know it's hard. Like, I'm trying to put myself in someone else's shoes, but it's tough.
Yeah.
I think I'll just say it as if I'm telling myself when I was younger. Just keep pushing through. You have that breakthrough. It's just a matter of time. The enemy wants to break you. Don't let it. Just keep pushing forward. You know, don't look back. Don't let what other people say, you know, really derail you from your path. You do what you have to do in order to be where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't let anyone deviate you from that. I'm at this point really quick. I forgot to add this, but when I started TikTok, bro, like, every time I talk about this, like, some things kind of, like, I was a lot more, like, you know, I thought about this more when I used to talk about, like, my upbringing, not about my content, how I got where I'm at, but I just remember, so I'm going to say it. Bro, I used to, like, be really, I used to care a lot what people said, especially family. You know, growing up in a Hispanic community, it can be really judgmental.
Oh, for sure,
and the reason why that thought has really faded is because I have a lot more love for my family and they've changed as well. So those things start to fade away.
Mm-hmm.
You become a better person. So that's why I'm not really as like, it's not highlighted as on my mind as it used to.
Yeah.
Back then I felt that way and I didn't feel comfortable. And I did what I recommended people to do was I started a channel with no one that I knew, but I forgot like if you have someone like in your friends list or contacts, it'll still recommend it. Remember I did one video. I tried posting it. I just tried a random content. It was trash. But I just wanted to, again, you just gotta try things out. I went out and I did like a video and one my cousin's wife who lives here in Austin commented something. Bro, and that made me so mad.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't want her to see that. I don't want anyone to see that. I blocked her, bro.
Mm.
I blocked her on the spot and I blocked every single family member I could find. And I know it sounds really harsh, but I had to do what I had to do in order to be where I wanted to be. I don't want to say I didn't cut ties with them, but I had three cousins that I'm like really close with. I still am. I just told them, I'm like, dude, I'm going to go MIA for a little bit. I'm just going to take like a breather. And I'm, because I used to, one of them used to talk to like every day. The other ones were like, you know, every few days or whatever. Yeah. Like, we're close. And so like, I had to like just like put a pause to that, bro. And I just like went in and just focused. Once I felt at ease from like not knowing anyone that's like watching.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, bro, it's just so little, but it's so significant mm-hmm. to being where you want to be. I know a lot of people don't like this guy, but Trump, he said something that really resonated with me. He said he had a friend that really wanted to be wealthy. He really wanted to make it. And this guy would do things for his mindset to help him be in that, to make him feel that way. So, this is really crazy, mm-hmm. but it just goes to show that if you do it for you, it'll help you on your mindset. So what he would do is he would only fly in first class to give him the illusion that he was there, to like kind of like reaffirm his mindset. And now he's like super successful. Point is, do stuff for you that you feel are going to help you. And I did that knowing it would help me, and it did help me. And now I'm like, I'm sorry to my family members. It was only TikTok.
Yeah.
It wasn't Facebook. I didn't talk to anyone else. It was just TikTok. And yeah. TikTok was still new. So it wasn't a big deal. So, that's just keep pushing forward. I mean, that's really all I could say. And if you're a believer, then just have faith in God. If you truly believe in God, then you should feel at ease and let him handle it. You're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Love that, bro. Well, yeah, man, that is David Guerrero on episode 72 of The Most Vulnerable Player. It was a pleasure, bro. I know you're a busy man. So,
appreciate that.
If there's anything you need from me, I'm glad we're able to do this, and this is going to help like so many people, bro. So I appreciate you making the time. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course, bro. I'm looking forward to all you do in the future.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Likewise.
Thank you, bro.
Good luck to you, dude. By the way, I think you're good at interviews. You made me feel like comfortable, so hell, I appreciate that. Dude,
awesome.
You're good. You got this, bro. Just keep posting. And asking those questions, bro, like, I think there's a lot of potential in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got this.
Okay. I appreciate that, bro.
Yes, sir.
Coming from the dude himself.